The Sacred Heart While on Earth, Chapter 1, Love, The Reason of the Incarnation. The greatest marvel in heaven and on earth is the incarnation of the Son of God, that by a word the Almighty should bring out of nothing light and the stars, the earth, and the heavens, is nothing very astonishing. It is the work of one absolute Creator and Master. But that the Almighty should deign to abase himself, be conceived and born of a woman, and appear like an ordinary child, is what neither angels nor men could have imagined. And what led the Son of God to such depths of humiliation? His love for us. God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, and made man. The incarnation is therefore caused by love. St. Matilda states the truth with both strength and grace. She personifies love under the form of a virgin, and it is this virgin who steals from the heart of God, his Son eternal and almighty as himself. We will give her own words. She saw in the heart of God what seemed a beautiful virgin, who made in her hand a diamond ring with which she constantly touched the heart of God. The soul asked the Virgin why she so touched the divine heart, and she replied, "I am the divine love, and this diamond represents Adam's sin, and as blood is used with which to break the diamond, so Adam's faults can only be obliterated by the incarnation and blood of Christ. As soon as Adam had sinned, I intervened and prevented the consequences of this fault. I incessantly touched the heart of God, moving it to pity, and left in no peace until I had taken the Son of God from the bosom of the Father and placed him in the womb of Mary his mother." What a delightful thought! The love of God seized Adam's sin, blacker than coal, and made of it a precious diamond? With this sin so transformed, it touched the heart of God and caused the greatest of wonders, the incarnation of the divine Word. Holy Church, which had already declared this thought in the symbol of the Creed, developed it still further in the hymn for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Are not the two following stanzas a remembrance of St. Matilda's revelations? "It was thy love which forced thee to take upon thee a mortal body in order to restore us, O second Adam, what the first had caused us to lose. It was this love, O sovereign Creator of the earth, the sea, and the heavens, that pitied the fall of our first parents and broke the chains of our slavery. Love alone overcame the power of divine majesty. He, so to say, abased his unfathomable wisdom. He then poured out his goodness, tempered the rigor of his justice, changed it into mercy, and then lowered the greatness of God down to the misery of our exile. The incarnate Word could therefore say to St. Matilda, 'I am the Son of Love, and Love is my Mother.' And the angels rightly hailed him, saying, 'We praise thee forever, whom love has made the Son of a Virgin.'"